We need to stream. Since the pandemic, Nancy and I, like so many other couples in our nation, have been in lockdown. We work from home, if and when there is actual work to do, or projects to do, that we can pretend is work or projects that are work-related. Naturally, we do not tackle any household projects that have needed doing for years, lest we be in the middle of said project, or projects, when the economy suddenly springs back to life. Imagine the chaos of a garage half-organized instead of zero-organized, or the angst of partly painted trim. Like many, we only leave home for the occasional trip to obtain basic sustenance or essential services. And like most, we are experiencing the pleasures and challenges of being with loved ones 24/7. We have rediscovered card games, board games, word games, trivia games, picture games, and Game of Thrones. Like almost everyone, we have developed a deep and enduring codependent relationship with Netflix and Prime. Indeed, I suspect that should the power go out, we could tolerate no lights, no air conditioning, no refrigeration, no clothes washing or drying, no cable, and even no water pressure, should the tanks run dry. I doubt we could survive no streaming. After a few weeks, sans streaming, they would probably find our bodies, both in the fetal position, one desperately clutching the remote, with a look of utter desperation etched into frozen faces. Of course, there is the dilemma of what to watch. I love action movies. Nancy doesn't find them actionable. Nancy loves horror movies. I abhor horror movies. I enjoy the occasional rom-com. Nancy is not usually amused. Nancy likes apocalypse movies, but not especially Apocalypse Now. And not generally if they include zombies, way overdone these days. I can survive an apocalypse movie, but only if the apocalypse, or at least the movie, doesn't last longer than 2 hours. If the apocalypse movie is really bad, however, like where the special effects are from Flash Gordon times, or the skies are sunny during the hurricane, or the actors don't use any words longer than 3 syllables, or speak in sentences longer than 3 words, then we can both get into it. Basically, when the disaster movie is a complete disaster, it's entertaining. Fortunately, we both enjoy a good mystery movie. Better yet, a good mystery series. Best yet, if the series is British or Australian. I suspect, pardon the pun, it's because those filmmakers know how to tell a compelling story with talented actors and good direction and cinematography. Also, we really enjoy trying to figure out who done it. Interestingly, I developed a formula several years back that figures out the culprit within the first 20 minutes of the movie, or within the first 2 episodes of the series. I can't divulge the specifics, but suffice it to say, the clues, pardon the pun, to figure out the formula are seldom obvious. Once upon a time, we both loved Nicolas Cage movies. Some of our favorites include Raising Arizona, Leaving Las Vegas, Con Air, Face Off, and the National Treasure series. Lately, though, the list is not so stellar. Efforts like Kick-Ass, Bad Lieutenant, Ghost Rider, and Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance leave a bit to be desired. That is not to say we don't still watch Nicolas Cage movies. In fact, we watch everything we can find on Netflix, Prime, or even Hulu, the worse the better. We are totally invested in learning if there is any movie that is so bad that he won't do it for the paycheck. Can the bar possibly be so low that he won't attempt to crawl under it? Does he have any scruples at all? Or does he just not care anymore? Then again, maybe we've got it all wrong. Perhaps, like the rest of us, he is forced to work from home. Perhaps he is forced to only do films where he can phone it in. 2, 2020.